Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the time of year that the holiday traditions roll out, and we like to start a new holiday tradition on the Mike O'Mara Show. We now welcome legendary, sleazy Hollywood producer Robert Evans to read for you the classic, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Tell you. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and in my cabana, the party was roaring, and we didn't need Santa. The nylons were scattered all over the floor, and the models and starlets were screaming for more. The studio bigwigs camped out at the bar while they looked for the next big and bankable star. Ally McGraw wore a pink miniskirt. And although it was early, I undid my shirt.
Oh, dear.
When outside the door, someone started a scene. It was Brando, of course. And man, he looked mean. I jumped up to greet him and give him a drink. But before I could do it, he puked in the sink. The studio paid for the booze and the food. I popped for the blow to get folks in the mood. And what did I see through my dry, bloodshot eyes but Francis Sinatra with 8 of his guys? There was old Frank with Sammy and Dino. We ordered Italian with plenty of vino. We partied all day and into the night. Frank's bodyguards got into a fight.
No!
He yelled at his thugs and said, "Boys, don't be silly. Stop, Tony. Stop, Vinny. Stop, Carmine. Stop, Jilly. Get the hell out of here. Go down to the bar. Stay out of trouble till I need the car." Cary Grant dropped on by, and Nicholson, too. Ursula Andress was on me like glue. Marty Scorsese looked me in the eye and said, "Robert, there's no doubt you're my kind of guy." Then in a flash, I heard someone say, "The rumors are true. Rock Hudson is gay."
What?
"It's no big whoop," I said to the gang. "Who gives a crap who the man likes to bang?" And as we all digested the latest big news, who busted in but a young Lauren Tooze?
That's nice.
And right on her heels was a man I knew well. It was Dom DeLuise, and boy, did he smell. He was wearing a golf shirt with a big yellow stain and sweating like he just came in out of the rain.
"Oh,
Evans, you suck," he said. Man, did that smart. And just as he said it, he let out a fart. Well, that was it. The party was done. We were all wasted, but boy, we had fun. A Hollywood party of epic proportions. Mia Farrow did some of her yoga contortions. We spoke not a word of our Christmas time blast. If Paramount knew, they might just have my ass. Who really cares if we blow off some steam? My pictures made money. It's a Hollywood dream. So I smiled as I waved so long to my pals, all of the stars and all of those gals. "Ciao, babe," I said in my Evans vernacular. "I hope that your Christmas is super spectacular." Thank you, boys.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
She said I'm cute. Ha ha!
Come on.
For crying out loud.
Now, what's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all, yeah! All right, now, yearlings, back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A jack-in-the-box for a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Harry's at approximately 5:45 a.m. I was shaving with my Harry's razor.
Good.
And I love it. I smile because I received a complimentary set from Harry's. I've used it. I love it. Thanks to Harry's, I always look my best. And I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. Harry's is the only shaving company that has amazing quality plus low prices. I'm talking about German-engineered five-blade cartridges. That means no cuts and no burn. The quality is 100% guaranteed with a full refund if you're not happy. Factory direct prices mean no middleman. Blades still sell at half the price of the other guys like Gillette.
Ooh.
There I said it. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every single day. You should too. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already so low, but I have a special offer for you. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. That's $5 off at harrys.com with the magic code TMOS. It's such a beautiful gift card to give, gift set to give for Christmas. And don't miss out. Harry's limited edition holiday set includes the new Harry's Copper Razor, the best looking razor ever. Plus, three blades, foaming shave gel, which smells fantastic,
the best.
And the new Harry's travel bag. It makes a fantastic gift. Go to harrys.com right now for this exclusive offer. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com and the code TMOS at Harry's. Thank you very much. Well,
the very best.
Here we are as we wind down to the holiday, the Christmas holiday. The girls are in my domicile. They got home safely last night, and
Did they fly together?
They flew together.
Oh, that's nice.
And,
that's so sweet.
Like, you know, when daddy pays for the flight, of course, they're the last ones off the plane. Who wants the back row?
Yes.
Who wants the back row by the toilet that daddy can afford? Thank you very much.
They were so close to the coffee maker. That's nice.
Yes, it was it was wonderful. Michael, my young son, loves to go to the airport and meet Gammy and meet his sisters. The only problem was that in his excitement. Right before, probably when we walked in the door, you know, we have all the diaper accoutrement in the car.
Of course.
So when he walked through that sliding glass door, he decided that in his excitement, he would drop the turd of turds.
Oh.
And so he's running around the airport completely out of control. And I pick him up and said, let me hold you for a second. Ooh, okay,
oh.
I'm putting you back down. But they got in safely. Everything is fine, and we watched a little movie, Aloha, last night together with them, and I said this on the show the other day. They're sweetness. They're sweetness personified. They're the sweetest girls in the world, and that's what I love about them. I don't care about the I'd love them to be successful. I'd love them to marry well with all that. But I said if I've got two sweet kids, I'm a happy man. I'm a very happy man.
I'm going to guess.
What is Coldy Cold laughing?
Mr. Amphetamine over here.
He doesn't understand things like
no.
Well, you said you. First of all, the odds of them being successful are high in my eyes because I've got a chance to hang out with them for an extended period of time. They're both very
they're awesome.
Smart and they've got their S together.
Yes, now time for shoe number two.
That's right.
And two, The Marry Well bit, isn't that like 1950s type of taking?
No, I don't think it is. Because, you know, to be honest with you, you always want to make sure that whoever the boyfriend is of your daughters, you like him and you like that they're going to, and if they're, you know, God, if it accelerated to something more serious, you want your kids to just be happy. And when I say marry well, I'm not talking about money or status. I'm talking about marry somebody who's a decent human being and treats them decently.
It
and,
is truly.
You know, if he happens to run a Fortune 500 company, that's okay too, Oscar.
But it's
that's
truly in the eye of the beholder because my family was delighted when I married Carrie. Carrie's family not so happy. So I don't know who was unhappy.
Were they really unhappy?
No, they were okay with it. I love her family. They're good. I would guess that now with your daughters and your son all under one roof, now is when you're going to start to feel some of the Christmas joy. Because the family is together, right?
It is absolutely indescribable because of the distance factor that I have with my daughters that now these are big deal times here.
Oh,
and because of the weather down here, we're going to get a cold snap for here, but it's not classic beach weather. This is the last day we're going to have for a little while where we're going to have them. They're out at the beaches. I'm taping two shows today. So that's why they're there. But then we got all this stuff planned. We got more planned than we've ever
had
planned
with them
before.
Yeah, what's going to be fun?
The biggest thing on the docket is down here. They have, I don't know if you guys even were aware of this, they've got the Thomas Edison, the great inventor, was probably the most prominent citizen of Fort Myers, and
made the flesh
Edison Ford winter houses are down here, and they're super decorated for holidays, and we're going to take them down and see the lights, and that's our like touristy thing that we're going to do. Hold on just a second. Somebody's calling in. Let me see who's at the who's. Hello.
Hi, this is Greg Allman. Wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas and season's greetings from me and the Greg Allman Band. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. We truly appreciate it.
When on I think the show, Christmas, I think
yes,
Greg Allman.
Thank you. On the show today is Mr. Tony Perkins. He will be dropping by. He of the Tony Perkins Show. He'll be dropping by. Is he bearing gifts? Do you know? Is he?
I should hope so.
I think he's bearing some frustration because he's stuck in traffic.
Yeah, it's rainy. We're gonna have about an inch and a half of rain in the D.C. area today.
That
and everyone's
sucks.
Panicked. It's panic because it's rain.
Yeah, it's 11-11 and 66 is packed.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's ask this question of you, since we're talking about, and the holidays, of course, around D.C. gets crazier than it normally is.
It's snarled.
Have any of you ventured forth to do any non-online Christmas shopping at all? Have you done that?
I went out on Black Friday because my sister-in-law really likes going to stores. She doesn't like supporting our show. So she likes going to stores.
Hateful.
And I follow her around, and it was packed, but I feel like a lot of people were shopping online. So, and I asked somebody, he said, "How's the season doing for you?" And she said, "I think a lot of people are shopping online."
Yeah.
I would truly in the DC area, and I do it down here and I don't need to, but up there where I remember 10 years ago, shopping malls around Christmas time were, you literally did not have a place to park.
And full disclosure, the line from, if you've ever been to Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland,
yes,
there's an exit right off the freeway, and that was backed up into the freeway.
Same thing on 66 with Fair Oaks Mall. They do the same. And then Tyson's Corner, which is another mall in the D.C. area, forget it. It's absolutely impossible.
Can't do it.
So that leads me to my next question. Yesterday on the show, we were referencing Christmas, and I said something, we're not getting each other gifts. And then Oscar said, of course, he's already done it.
Right.
And Oscar tends to go hog wild at
very generous
gift time.
Fellow, yeah.
Rob and I, if we had our druthers, would really, you know, it basically would be socks.
Do you know why I
that's,
do
that's
it?
What...
Because when I used to listen to the Don and Mike show, one of my favorite episodes was hearing what you guys got each other.
And like we're not going to have that this year.
Yeah,
of your class schedule.
Well, no, I have gifts. You don't have gifts, Mike?
I didn't bring gifts today.
Oh, Rob?
I brought some fruitcakes.
You know what?
Oh, wait, you actually brought gifts. Wait,
gifts today?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know, hold on. He's being honest, and that's why you used to listen to the old show when we used to have the big
gift exchange.
I would
sit in my car and eat a meal late so I could hear what you guys bought each other.
So you actually brought gifts today?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. That's going to be rather one-sided.
Never mind.
Rather one-sided, but I think it'll be very nice.
So you didn't bring anything in for Oscar today?
No, I did not.
Are you planning on getting a gift for Oscar?
Absolutely.
Now he is.
No, I had all along. Shut up.
When were you going
to
give it to me?
Have you given
it
any
thought
to... It
would be delivered, you know, via the U.S. Postal Service. It's too early. It's the 17th. Who gives gifts on the
17th? Well, we could work for another week if you'd like and give it to me in person then.
You know, you're fun to talk to sometimes. Jesus. You're going to get a present.
Some more time off for the holidays.
he needs either more or less cold medicine. But where he's at right now is in a danger zone.
How about this? Oscar, no presents. These things can always go back.
Is he, first of all, did he bring stuff in?
Yeah, I brought.
I saw him bring something in.
He's a conjurer. Well, if you got to put up. If you brought gifts, you have to put up right now.
Can I give them up now?
Yeah, give them up now.
Rob, this is for you. This is for your home system, your computing system. This will actually let you load all your audio right from one dock in your home.
Wow.
Yes, here you go.
Wow, what is it called?
I got it from Touch of Modern. When I saw it, I said, this is for Rob for Christmas.
He is making us look extremely bad.
Well,
Not only did he get you an A-list gift, but incidentally, I think I just figured out what I'll do for Oscar.
What's that?
Just a gift card. That's fine.
I hate gift cards. I don't want to do that. What is that, Rob? Can you explain what it is?
It appears to be like a super docking station. I can actually set it under my monitor where it allows you to put every format of audio right into your computer, be it a micro SD card, a compact flash, a USB 3, a fast charge, anything. It takes any sort of input. So if I'm putting stuff on a thumb drive or taking stuff off,
I figured it might help your workflow. You don't have to get up. It's right in front of you.
Oh, this is so cool.
You are a corporate animal.
What?
Trust me. This is out of love. I am so pleased. Let me explain what he just did. He got you a high ticket item, obviously. He bought that. He got it off of one of our advertisers.
Yeah, he supported an advertiser.
And he got you a gift that will contribute to your work ethic.
Exactly.
That is absolutely deserving of applause. Can we look at your face? Look at your face. And look at how crestfallen you are.
I mean, that is a solid item.
But what Mike has just done is he just has deflated it entirely.
I haven't deflated it.
The only way it could be more Oscar-y.
The only way it could be more
Oscar-y.
If he wasn't here, there wouldn't be anyone doing something like this. That's the reality that we live in. You and Pony, get in your car as soon as you can, and anything regarding the show that is not mandatory is turned off. You know that's true, because I'm pretty much the same goddamn way. This gentleman does not have an off switch when it comes to...
No, look, we have
to accept the reality of it. We have to accept... Look, I will give him plenty of crap, but when he deserves it, I will give him his props. That is...
He could have outdone himself if he said, hey, here's something from a sponsor that is going to help you with your work, and you can have it as soon as you spend 40 minutes on an elliptical.
I think you're going to love that.
I love the idea about your home studio.
I said this is perfect for him.
It's a great, great gift.
If you need any help setting it up, just let me know.
Oh, you bet.
I will tell you this.
According to UPS, you'll be receiving your Echo from Amazon. I actually got Chad one as well for his birthday.
The Echo thing. What is the Echo?
It's an Echo. It's basically an Amazon speaker, and I know you think, oh, I have a bunch of speakers. No, the speaker's different.
Because you can tell
the speaker, or ask the speaker anything you'd like the weather, the news.
Oh, that's the thing that you have sitting in the kitchen, it should be arriving by the end of the day today,
if not tomorrow morning at the latest. God. I don't know about your shipping schedule.
Hold on just a second here. I'm just going to check one little thing here. Just to make sure, because I'm sorry, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right, he's checking.
So the Echo, you would just say, Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, what's the news?
And it'll Is it Echo or Alexa?
It's Echo.
But you call it Alexa.
You call it Alexa.
Or you can change the name, I'm sure.
And then you can actually get your calendar updated there as well. Alexa, what's going on today? And it'll lay out your entire calendar because it'll sync up to your Google Calendar.
I would think if you could change the name, you should call it Pony.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That price point's great. Okay.
What are you looking at price points for?
How much is this?
I was just looking at how much it costs.
Sorry about that, Pony.
Your Xbox costs $300.
You behave yourself, Pony. You behave yourself,
sir.
And for Santa will be good to you if you behave yourself.
That's the first time he's used the word sir in calendar year 2015.
So tell me this Echo thing, so you can actually get, you know, what's the weather today or something like that.
So you just say, Alexa, what's the weather today? Alexa, what's the news, and it'll pull NPR news for you, so you can hear the news feed.
Can you say
you
something like,
"Alexa,
do I have any appointments today?"
Yes,
can you
and it'll pull
can you
up
put appointments,
and it'll
there?
Pull up all, or Alexa, add this to my grocery list on Amazon. Anything you'd
you
like?
You could say,
it's
"Alexa, did Carla cook with hot peppers today?"
Carla can ask Alexa
recipes. Yeah,
I asked Alexa because I really fell in love with this product, and thank you to Todd Moore for. Putting me on to it.
Thanks to Todd Moore. By the way, thanks to Todd Moore for supporting the show all year.
Absolutely.
And being a good friend of the show. And you know what? We didn't get him to come in this holiday season. And I think
next
we,
season,
I'd love to
well,
have,
I'm thinking next season we'll have a big party.
I'd love to
studio.
Have a party.
I'd like
love
to have fun, right?
I really would. I would.
And maybe more people would bring gifts as well. So you can really do it's like Siri, but it actually works.
Would you be able to ask?
That's great. That's a great description, and I cannot wait. I look forward to it. And really, hey, can I just get a thank you in here to Cappy Pfeiffer, always so generous to our show and to the O'Mara family personally.
Yes.
Also to Hank and Laura Reuter, who are really, really nice people. And I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I got your gift. It's wonderful. And also to Mr. Dirk Vastrick, who thinks about my son more than I think about my son. Really a generous, generous Christmas gift from him. And I wanted to say thank you to all those, our big three. They're wonderful people and very, very generous.
Mike,
and thank
thoughtful,
you so much.
Thoughtful and wonderful.
When little Michael... gets used to you asking Alexa questions. He can ask little kid questions. I was worried about that as well, right?
Oh, okay.
I cannot wait to play with that.
And
thing.
Even
That's
like
Alexa,
where's Santa? Like Shannon and I were testing out if this was going to work for the family,
right?
And she has answers to that. It's
okay.
fun.
That is cool.
Let me just say this: that with that, first of all, thank you, Oscar. That's extremely generous and very thoughtful. Now with you two boys Pony. I'm going to get you the same thing I got you last year.
Pony, we
year,
all have something
another year
for
of employment.
You.
Yeah. So congratulations for that. But let me ask the boys here: what do you have a need? Is there a want? It is only technically the 17th, so we can say that today. What do you want for Christmas? I'm curious about that.
I really only have two things I want, and I don't know how it'll play out with my family. I've finally come to the conclusion I need like a messenger bag. To carry stuff into and from work. Like a messenger bag.
Like a briefcase?
Yeah, but not like a briefcase, but like
something
a messenger
hipper.
Bag. Yeah, like
wouldn't
a,
you
no.
like, ladies and gentlemen, in the house right
oh, look
now,
who's here.
Fox 5 anchorman, host of the Tony Perkins Show, and an all-round good guy from The American University. Please put your hands together and welcome the one, the only... The close personal friend of Mr. Gary Stein, Tony Perkins.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Tony, I'm glad you came in when you came in because we were just getting through the.
Say bye.
Oscar was the only one who brought in gifts for us today.
Oh.
And Rob and I did not get Oscar anything.
Yet.
So
there are still several shopping days until Christmas.
There are,
absolutely.
You know, the plans are in the works. Months of planning.
How many shopping days are left until Christmas, Rob Spiewak?
Eight.
No, that's not fair. That doesn't work. You have to win.
Only
Thank you.
King. Only
Bastard.
King.
Hey. 8 days left for Christmas shopping. 8 days left to fill the stocking. 8 days left for Christmas shopping.
Pain in the ass.
Only got 8 days
Only got 8 days more.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
No, I
you
haven't.
You better hurry up or...
No, shut up.
You'll be sorry.
Okay. Do you know that you. Really made the whole month worthwhile for me?
Well, I'm glad that pleased you.
Greatly.
Right. So you want what, a briefcase?
Like a leather messenger bag, like something that I can bring my stuff to and from
oh,
the studio.
That's sweet.
And also there is the new Beatles DVD of their Once. I
oh,
think that'd
yeah.
be, that'd
that's
be
very
fun
cool.
to get to.
Yeah.
But other than that,
are
I'm,
you saying that because you really want it or are you just pandering to like the world's biggest Beatles fan?
No, I'm pandering to him later during the audio vault.
By the way, if you look at the Tony Perkins anthology of his shows, you know, his podcast that he had, 700 Beatles shows in 2015.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
And more to come.
No, but that's the one release that I would like to get. get. That's it. That's
can
really
I,
all
can
you
I say?
Think.
That's actually what I got Gary and Rob Ford. The
aww,
Beatles,
that's so
the Beatles
sweet.
One
oh, how nice.
CD DVD.
Very cool. Did Rob
that's
Ford know who
sad
they were?
Day.
He said he would study up on them.
yeah, for some
did
reason,
you hear
when
that?
I hear that Rob Ford is getting gifts, it pains me. I don't know why, but it just does. just kind of.
Tony
we have a we have our Rob Ford clip. Here we go. Thank you. All right, wait, hold on. I'll put it on right now. Here we go. Rob Ford, what do you have to say about your gifts?
So you substance to do ashtrays?
What was that? I'm sorry?
So you substance to do ashtrays?
I'm not sure what you're saying. Yeah, I'm not sure. Oscar, before we get to T-Perk,
yes.
Please tell me what is there anything in your world with school and all that that you're looking
well,
for?
Well, I think
particular?
While Rob's enjoying his messenger bag, I'd like to find a way to end genocide.
I see.
Okay.
On Earth.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
You know, that's really, terrific. That's what I would like.
Right. And can you buy that on Amazon?
I'm like, honestly, for me, I'm open to anything. I love, like, I'm just opening a present is fun for
are
me.
You listening, ladies and men?
It doesn't have to be anything
hold
specific.
Hold on. Just getting it right now. Here we go. Sherry's.
As long as you doffle the berries.
Okay, very good. Okay,
is this what
well,
you guys do every year? You tell each other what you want?
No,
there's
only
no surprise element.
Awkwardly,
I'm gonna
when the
take.
Guys
I'm gonna
don't get anything.
I'm gonna go online, maybe, and look for something for both of them. But in my mind, Tony, I look at it this way. My gift to everyone outside of yourself who is in the room right now, my gift is the gift. Of making a living. That's the way
the
I am.
The gift of employment.
The gift of employment.
Yes. And the gift of laughter, Mike. And you give that every day of the year.
Hey, you're playing my favorite Christmas song, The Drifters.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly love this. We will chat with Tony and have more fun and more thrills when we come back on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein. Times are wasting as the holidays are approaching. This is my favorite time of year when a jolly fat man from the North Pole flies down to give all the good Gentiles toys. But if you're like me, looking for a great deal, why not check out all the free content from The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, Americast, and my favorite, Cake and Cookies. Also get exclusive bonus content from The Mike O'Mara Show with a VIP package. Everyone wants a nice package for the holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Mermelstein out.
Another fabulous Mermelstein promo.
He's our
that.
Spokesmodel, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Hey, Christmas is next week.
Yes.
You better get moving. Are you still feverishly looking for a gift that everyone will love? I did this for my mom-o, and she loved it. As a matter of fact, I'm a little freaked out right now because it is Thursday, and they arrived yesterday. She's 95. Oh, no.
Oh,
no, I'm not worried. Everything's going to be fine. Sherry's Berries, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries straight to her door, starting at just $19.99. That's a 40% savings. They're massive. They're fresh. They're juicy. They're gourmet berries as big as your head. And double your berries for just $10 more. Doppelberries is twice as nice. Just remember the code TMOS. Sherry's Berries, an instant hit. Here's the only way to get that amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. And now double your berries for just $10 more. Double the berries. Visit berries.com, berries.com. You click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and then simply type in TMOS. Buy the gift that everyone will enjoy at berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Order them today. So,
do it.
Tony Perkins, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank
How
you.
Are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me
How
on the show.
How was the ride in?
Oh, it was not fun.
Tony's being nice enough to come by a little earlier than he gets to work when he's doing the late show over there at Fox 5. And I have to say this. I said this on the show. You sound as though you're having more fun doing this this little enterprise, this little side job that you have. The Tony Perkins Show. It sounds like you guys are having, and you've generated some amazing programs this
Thank
year.
You
I want to
much.
Give you a round of applause.
Thank
for
you
that.
Very much.
Really, you're having as much fun as it sounds.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I tell everybody, it is the joy of my life. Aside from my family, it is the joy of my life.
That's sweet.
We get to come in, have a blast, plan some great shows, roll with it, and be creative, and I love it.
I listened to way back, you know, a long time ago, because you've been doing the show. It's amazing you've been with us for this long. But when I listened to the Ringo show, I said this when I listened to it, that not only was it great that you got that incredible interview with Ringo Starr, mm-hmm. where you both had to fly out to Los Angeles to get it done, but the fact is that I enjoyed what Ringo had to say, but what I enjoyed more than anything else was just the pure joy that you guys had interviewing your,
giddy.
You know, one of your heroes,
giddy, yeah.
because it was just so neat. And there are a lot of shows like that where, well, I'll be honest, maybe this is a plug. For those of you that find the naked aggression and bitterness of the Mike O'Mara show a little tough to take, if you'd like a respite from that kind of anger that's continually bubbling beneath the surface, I suggest you check out Tony's show, because these guys have a great time.
They really do.
We are happy, and we revel in the camaraderie. You know, listen, it's an offshoot. I feel like it's an offshoot of what you guys do, because as I've said to all of you, for so many years, listening to you and getting to come in on the radio show and on the podcast, every time I would join you guys, I would leave on cloud nine, had so much fun, but also be envious and jealous, because I would just think they get to do whatever they want to do. They're laughing every day. And that's what I want it to do. I can't do that doing the news, particularly these days. So that's what
it's
this show is.
It's the free form of it. And, you're good at it, because you did. You know, a lot of people don't remember, you know, they've seen Tony on television for so long, being the straight news guy that's there. But the fact is, Tony did stand-up way back when I knew him, after American University. I went to a Tony Perkins stand-up comedy show. And then, you know, when you were working with Donnie as a producer, you know, you came from this background of free form and comedy and kind of letting anything go. I've always said to people, when I lay out a show, I call it my 10 sheet, and I put 10 items on a show, and the best shows we ever have. This has been throughout the Don and Mike show. Mm-hmm. This has been the Mike O'Mara show on the radio and the podcast. When we don't get to any of those items, that means something has happened that was completely spontaneous, and that's when it's a great show. And you're absolutely right. So you never know what's going to happen.
It is the same with us. We generally have 5 or 6 things per show that we want to do, and most of the time we get to maybe 3 of them, because it just goes off the way it goes off, and it's great.
It's a great feeling.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned the TV thing and the news thing. It's actually, listen, I've had a wonderful career. Hopefully it's not over. and doing the news thing has been good, but it's kind of strange that that's where I wound up. That's not where my journey began.
Right.
I'm happy for the experiences that I've had. They're wonderful. I've got a very good job now, but it's not where I started. And it fulfills me in that I like informing people. I like getting to interview some interesting people and all that kind of stuff, and cutting through the, can I say crap?
Yeah.
What?
Cutting through
Warning. Warning. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning. Warning. Oh,
cutting
no.
through the
you
crap.
You are so fired.
That you get sometimes on other news shows. But the real me is the laughing, fun, wannabe funny Tony. So that's what you get on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Brilliant.
It's a lot of fun.
I love it, because what I'm seeing is, what I miss mostly is, you were with me every morning for so long on Fox Mornings.
Yeah.
And you had more. You were allowed, because it's a morning show,
right,
to be a little more the Tony that we know.
Oh, a lot more.
And I miss that.
Yeah,
and
I miss it too.
I love the fact that I can still have you in my home every evening.
Yeah.
But on the Tony Perkins show, we can still hear you laugh
and
goof around. I love that.
Absolutely,
it's great.
Right.
Good stuff.
You know, I want you to put your newsman hat on for just a second, because, you know, it's rare that we speak to somebody in broadcast journalism on this show, and I talk about it an awful lot. And I'll paint with a really broad stroke here and say, is it me? Has it ever been this weird? And I'm not talking about the horrible things going on, because there are always bad things that happen, but it's just a very, I feel as though I am not in touch with the world I live in anymore.
Yeah.
It is a very strange world out there.
Every
night on the news, living it and reading it to everybody and letting everybody know what's going on. Have you ever seen it stranger than it is right now?
I don't think so, no. And in fact, I will say this, you know, privately sometimes in the newsroom, even on the set during breaks, we talk about some of this stuff. And I shake my head when you look at where we are in this country in terms of, and I think some of this has been fueled by social media. There seems to be more hatred out there than there ever was before, which is saying a lot. I mean, we've gone through some very
some bad times.
Not like we didn't have that in the old days.
Right, that's right.
But to trumpet now, pardon my French. That's pretty intense. That's pretty intense.
And Oscar's raising his hand. Yes,
no, no,
Oscar.
No. Please, no. Please continue.
Waiting for counterpoint, Tony.
There seems to be a lot of anger out there. People are very quick to jump on each other, criticize each other, attack groups, whether it's blacks, whites, Muslims, gays, whatever it is. And that combined with the presidential campaign as it stands so far, where you have a bunch of people running and leading who seem... You know, I constantly keep thinking, okay, where are the real candidates? When are we going to get through these clowns in some instances and get to the real candidates of substance? You know, I think we're in a very strange time. And there are parts of me, and please don't jump on me, folks, for saying this. There are parts of me that think, wow, have we seen our best days? Are our best days behind us? I hope not, but there's a sense of that. I get a sense of that.
I love watching the news with Tony, and I'll text you sometimes. Mm-hmm. Even when he has this heavy load to carry and he's got to inform really America in my eyes, you'll find a way to drop a quick joke that just kills. And I am dying in my house and Shannon runs out and I have to rewind the DVR. I'm like, watch this. And then I'm like, okay, are they in commercial? What's the delay? I got to text him. I don't want to text him while he's on air.
Send.
Go back for, I was like, okay, he'll be done at 11:30. Maybe it's a whole thing that goes. I thought, Mike, when you said that we were living in a new world, I thought you were going to talk about the guest lineup on the Tony Perkins show featuring Gary Stein, because they're killing. George Wallace.
Oh, they
Ben
wax
Gordy,
us with guests. They
Godfrey,
wax us with guests.
Mickey Dolan, so totally, Love.
If you were to lay out a percentage of guests on the Tony Perkins show that are generated by former producer, television producer Gary Stein,
yes,
and Rofo clown-like Rob Ford, what would be the ratio? Who gets you? I'll put it out there. Who gets you the most guests? Is it Gary with his connections, or is it Rofo beating the bushes?
Oh,
how does
it
work?
It's Gary, number one.
There you go.
Me,
okay,
number
I'm glad
two,
to hear that relieves me.
And
relieves
Rofo.
Me.
Yeah. Rofo.
That's right, because you do it too. Because that's right,
too.
You're Tony Perkins. You can
that's
call
right.
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got people coming through
who
there
you
all
call
the time.
Mike?
Yeah,
but it's just, you know, we'll run a promo and it's like, and I'll say, oh, they got that guy.
Here's the thing.
We, you know, Gary and I have been around a long time, and we've had a...
Gary's been around a really long
time. He's been around a really long time.
Right?
We've had a variety of experiences and met a lot of people, and we're very good. Gary in particular, he's even better than me, at reaching out to those people and calling in favors, reeling them back in, et cetera, et cetera.
He's good at that.
Yeah. I've had a couple of really good bookings. The Ringo thing, I was thrilled with that. I've got one coming up. It's a show we're recording this weekend that we have worked on for months and months and months. It was insanely difficult to get. I gave up, and then out of the blue, the person I was trying to get, who I actually know, so it was even more frustrating.
Right.
That, he texted me and said, sorry for all the confusion. Reach out to my personal assistant. We'll get it done. I did that. It's done. It's booked. And I'll say here.
Yes.
On one of our
hold
first...
on. Let me give you a little tip. Okay. Tiffany. Hold on just a second. This is very
exciting.
We're
very excited about
this. Cool.
This is another fabulous booking on the Tony Perkins.
Another
show,
fabulous booking on one of our first shows next year. I don't know the date offhand yet, but Sugar Ray Leonard is going to join us.
Wow.
Nice.
And we are thrilled.
Wow. Yeah.
We're thrilled. Because he's one of those guys who transcends his sport and is just a mega personality.
Icon.
Yeah, and in my view, next to Muhammad Ali, the most iconic modern-day boxer with the most charisma and all of
back
that.
Back when boxing was really boxing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Boxing when you used to pay for, you know, you weren't paying $7 million to get a fight and watch two guys kiss each other like Mayweather-Pacquiao. You'd actually see a real fight. Well, but it's a great time to have somebody in the sweet sport on your show, because the fact is that there's a lot going on with MMA, with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. I mean, that's a good time to
I think in early 2016 we have Charlie, right?
We do have Charlie.
Yes.
and
Charlie Stewang Stadelak.
And we'll have Rob and Joe.
I like Charlie.
He's good. You mentioned Sugar Ray Leonard. How did you ever meet Sugar Ray Leonard? How did you get to know him?
I met Ray through Donnie Simpson. They are very, very good friends.
Donnie used to drive his Ferrari around on off weeks.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I have a bulletin. I have a bulletin. I understand that with another man that has joined our little family, Drab T-Shirt is working really hard to get John Panette on the show in 2016 as well. So that should be
from the Seinfeld finale?
Yeah. Is he plugging a cookbook, I think?
I think so. Cookware, Rob. Cookware.
Oh, cookware, my fault.
That's right.
Cookware. My bad.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of John Panetti, loves Blue Apron.
He does.
I don't know whether he does or he doesn't. Thanks to Blue Apron, you can finally put your kitchen to good use. Carla has spent 2015 enjoying her meals from Blue Apron, and we're looking forward to a great 2016 with Blue Apron as well. They're so delicious, and they teach you how to cook, and they use special ingredients, and they're calorie-friendly, and they're time-friendly, and they're hassle-friendly. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow these easy step-by-step instructions each meal in 40 minutes or less. That means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. Everything comes to your door. You can have great dishes like crispy catfish shoyu ramen with yu choy. I don't know any of those ingredients, but I know they're going to be delicious because they're from Blue Apron. And, I do know ramen noodles, fresh ramen. Yes. The last time I had a Blue Apron ramen dish was one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten. And I love the surprises you get. Blue Apron's noodle dishes are to die for. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used. All the recipes are, as I mentioned before, calorie friendly. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Woo! Here, here.
Welcome back to the show. We're here with Tony Perkins.
You mentioned that salmon dish with yu choy. I believe yu choy is an exotic dancer. She delivers the meal.
Nice.
Yu choy. Yu choy is absolutely incredible. Hello, yu choy.
Walks across the street.
Yes, she does.
Lovely turn
only.
On the pole that was. Yes, sir. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I smelled a rat today watching Loke. Speaking of news, I'm watching the news today, and here's the thing. I am not a huge Will Smith fan, but I am a huge fan of the movie he has coming out, and that movie is Concussion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that
movie
is the story of the doctor that went up against the behemoth that is the NFL. Here's the thing.
I smell a rat.
What do you mean?
If you're gonna have a movie that comes out and the storyline is basically a storyline talking about how horrible your business is, the NFL, I think there's some guy up in a tower somewhere going, what movie should we put up against it? Well, how about Star Wars, Smithers? I mean, really, can you get any movie that's going to There's no chance this movie is going to see the light of viewers. It's not going to happen.
Devil's advocate, I'll say this. Star Wars is going to be the number one movie for the next 6 weeks. Easy, right?
So,
and if you want a Christmas
time
release.
Gee, we got the kids back from school, honey. What do you want to go see? Want to go see the NFL Concussion movie? Now we're going to Star Wars. Oh, you are? Oh, I guess you're the only ones then.
But Mike, if you want to do a Christmas time release, and that's where the big blockbusters come out, they've got to, I mean, maybe they're just
they
going to
settle.
They
know these things. They know these things a year in advance.
But they're going to just have to settle for second. They're just going to have to do it. And you know what?
But don't you think, I seem to think, look, we all know one thing about the NFL. The NFL controls the narrative,
of course.
Don't they?
Yes.
I mean, they're good at it. Yes, Oscar.
Look, we're in the thick of it now with the playoff hunt, right?
Right.
So it is, the timing is a little strange, but
it's a little weird to
me.
It really is.
We're in the season, and I couldn't see a movie like that coming out, let's say on July 4th, because
you don't do
they're
football
not playing.
In the summer,
yeah.
Right?
They're not playing, so I think they hurt the hamstrung.
I think part of it is, what do they call that? Counter-programming.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't want to see the big fantasy adventure movie, then come see this movie. And remember, it is coming out during a time when a lot of these serious Oscar contender movies come out. But you are right that the NFL controls the narrative, because they did try to stop this movie. They tried to. Oh yeah, they tried to. They fought it tooth and nail, and they finally had to just kind of say, "All right, it's going to be whatever it's going to be, and we'll just have to, you know, deal with it when it comes out."
And I love the NFL, don't get me wrong, but I mean the changes that have been implemented. I mean, when you're watching a game and you see the guy going into the locker room because he's not been cleared to go back out on the field, you're saying to himself, you know, he might not know it, the coaches might not know it, but the doctors probably are helping this guy out so that, you know, he's not going to be 48 years old, you know, and going to a you know, a card show somewhere going you know, I mean that's a good thing. I would think. I just was a little suspect because as far as Will Smith with, you know, when you get him out of the action-adventure genre, this looked to me to be something that's substantive, and I saw the trailer, and it looks like, I haven't seen what the critics are saying about it, but, you know, I'll have to wait for Kevin McCarthy, Tony. That's what I'll have to wait. I'll have to wait for Kevin McCarthy
he'll
to tell
me
what's
going on. He'll be busy Star Wars every night for the next 6 weeks.
Is he into it?
Star Wars?
Oh, he's
my goodness. Oh, he's geeking out, and what is
what an incredible surprise.
crying his nerd tears.
Nerd tears.
Speaking of Star Wars, so I was not the aficionado growing up watching the Star Wars movies that everybody else was. Saw a couple of them, probably saw the first one, like everybody, but at the same time, I was kind of buying into the hype, and my daughters got off a plane last night, and so one of the first things I said, it's down here, it's in Southwest Florida, there's not the same kind of demand you're going to get in the major metropolitan areas, and I checked online, I checked on a Fandango to see about getting tickets, and wide open, very cool, so I said to my little princesses down here, I said, hey, the Star Wars movie, I said, yeah. Both of them, 20 and 18. Nah, Dad, no. Is that, do you think that I'm the only one?
I think, judging from our Rachel on the, TMOS on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's not the demo.
That's not the demo. Just outside of the demo.
I think it's Q's mail. I bought tickets this morning. I'm going to take Robert and Julia to the Uptown. On Monday because we got a swamped weekend.
That's kind of a forced brainwashing thing, though, isn't it, with you taking Julia and Robert to the... I mean,
Julia,
didn't you, like, force them to watch the entire trilogy
Robert,
or whatever the
when,
hell it is?
When Robert was having his health issues... And
it's not a trilogy.
It's six
isn't
of
it seven
yeah,
of them
now
or something?
Six of them.
It's a third trilogy.
This is the beginning of the third trilogy.
But when Robert was spending all the time in the hospital, he watched the first three movies, episode 4, 5, and 6, on a loop, over and over.
Oh, he did way back when.
His son had cancer, Mike.
Yeah,
I know his son.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
I know his son had cancer. Oscar is on medication.
Wow, this show.
Oscar is a.
You know what?
Oscar comes hard.
With that story, let me just tell a quick story about Oscar. Oscar's fair lady, Shannon.
I love you.
When you and Shannon were kind enough to take Robert on a mountain hike in Maine, Cadillac Mountain, and Shannon was urging Robert to put on sunscreen, and he was, you know, not really wanting to do it. And she says, "Come on, you don't want to get cancer." And she didn't.
Did
know.
Shannon say that to him?
She didn't know he had.
That he's a survivor.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And didn't Robert say something like, "Well, not again"?
He's like, "Well, not again." and I awkwardly scurried up the mountain.
But did anybody?
Hey, can I say something? Star Wars.
Yeah,
my son, who's 12, not interested in the least. And
Really?
Yeah, he's not interested at all. And I'm finding with his friends, they're not big movie guys. They haven't come up in the age that we came up in.
It's still
the
cool.
Shared
exciting,
experience of going to the movies.
It doesn't exist really anymore.
No,
because
it doesn't.
There's so much on-demand stuff and downloadable stuff. Gabe Strine, who has done some fine work for us in the past, did a very thoughtful post, and he said that one of the reasons he's so excited is that he was among those that were totally, you know, enraptured by the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was very disappointed by the second three.
Yes.
But this is the first time that the people that were dazzled by the first three are making the movies.
Yes.
So his theory is that the people that really were the super fans that established the whole franchise are back in control.
Yes.
And that's going to probably bring it back.
Yep.
You know, you talk about kids and what they're into and everything that's going on. I had a conversation with both my daughters last night, and the conversation went something like this. We got done watching Aloha, nice little pay-per-view movie.
Yes.
And then I said, come on over here. And I gave them both a hug, and I'm sitting there. I said, so neither one of them have boyfriends right now. And I said, so "What's the deal, girls? You're both beautiful young ladies. Where are the men in your lives?" And my, I don't know which one of them. Maybe Elizabeth said something. "Dad, you know, nowadays it's just the whole dating thing. It's not kind of like that. The steady boyfriends and
swiping
does
left.
That make does that make any? What would, what did he say? What?
He said he's they're swiping right.
Swiping right.
It's a Tinder
is that
reference.
Has it really degraded to that where we don't have the? I mean, when I was in Tony, when we were at AU, I mean, you had people pairing off.
Well,
all
you guys
the time
were mopping up.
Sure.
No, not quite.
Mike got
not me.
Tons of tail from Mike O'Mara.
I don't think they're as into it. I think it's now more casual.
Yeah.
I think they go out in groups. It's kind of weird. It's kind of sad. But
and
here's
then,
what I noticed.
You've discussed it on your show, the overuse of the phrase
hooking up.
Yeah, which is creepy as because
so
I've got a 15-year-old.
That's my question. Yeah, that's, you know, they're at the beach. They're not even in the house right now. So I'll ask you guys, does this, when the word, I've heard two things. I've heard hooking up, and then I've heard casual.
Yes.
And both things kind of, you know, put fear into my heart here with my daughter. Does this mean that we're not, and when I went, when I'm talking about when Tony and I were at college, I mean, when I say people getting together, there were boyfriend, girlfriend. They were long-term. Everybody's kind of paired off.
I think it was like that.
Look,
even in my generation, which is not far removed from you guys, I would say 10 years,
right.
of dating. When we dated, it was, okay, I was at WVU. Maybe I was in Boston for a couple of years, and it's just this was my pool to date from, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Now online,
that's how. Yeah, that's
you
how
have
it was
infinite options.
Yes.
Yeah. So if the chick with amazing rack on campus isn't giving you the time of day, you find the chick with amazing rack at American,
right?
Yeah,
right.
That may give you the time of day. And if she doesn't do it, if you're willing to drive a little farther, you go to Nova.
Well,
and you find
thing,
that chick there.
The
right?
other thing about the dating was, I mean, now you wanted to find someone that you liked, and you were working towards. Towards a goal, you wanted to.
Was, yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were. You wanted to have sex, right? And you pretty much had to be in a relationship to do that.
Right.
Now, yes, in college there was a little experimenting and fun time and all that kind of stuff. But
Johnny, do you remember? I don't even know if we've ever had this discussion, and
this is
probably going to be awkward. This is going to be awkward for you.
Oh, I like when he says it's probably going to be awkward.
No, but I don't know if Tony was even. You know, Tony and I. We hung out a couple of times through the radio station and all that, but we didn't travel in the same social circles. And I'm just curious if when you were at AU, there was a lady in the class ahead of us that we all kind of looked at from afar. At least we did, and she floated around the communications program. And do you remember that? And she is now famous. At least locally,
yes,
like you are.
Yes,
she
yes,
is. She's in Washington, D.C.
Yes,
oh, I know
is.
Who you're talking
yes,
about.
I saw her.
She
not,
was
I
the
saw
it
recently.
She was the it girl.
Yes, she. Yes,
and
she
that
was.
Girl was that girl was Wendy Rieger.
Yeah.
Wendy Rieger. Whenever I see Wendy, I said, "Yeah, we all used to look at you with your big boyfriend with his big lamb chop sideburns." And we were all, and she claims no knowledge of this guy.
Uh-huh.
I said, "No, you were hanging out. You had this big doofy looking guy with lamb chop sideburns." But Wendy was.
She
strong.
Was hot. She was.
She was strong.
She still looks good.
Yeah, you don't
she
need to
still
say
looks
was.
Great.
Yeah,
she still looks good.
She was a couple of years ahead of us, which I'm like you. I remember her being 1 year ahead, but I saw her a few weeks ago. I emceed a special Emmy thing, and she, among others, got a special award. She got the Silver Circle Award for
such
having been
pro.
In the business.
She's such a
Didn't
pro.
Did she also get the most doable?
Well.
Did she say she's 2 years ahead of us? Is she 79?
Well, in terms of the graduating year.
Oh, I thought he was
the graduating year, not the age, a-hole. Come on, God damn it, Rob.
Yes. The American Film Institute, AFI salutes Mike O'Mara at 80.
Yeah, I think she's like 79, year class of 79.
Well, okay. I transferred in my junior year, and she was still going to class. Or maybe she was just coming back.
You remember AU. People, there were people
seven-year program.
Seven-year program, that's right. But here's the thing. Yeah. Everybody, you know, there were like six honorees that night, and everyone had their wonderful speeches. Well, yeah. I want to thank Wendy's was great, and it was all about her dating life and how she still hopes she's hot and all that kind of. It was great and loose and bawdy, you know.
She's brassy is how I would describe her.
Do you remember when you were roasted, and Tony and I both had the pleasure of roasting you, and year before, one of the roastees was Wendy, and when she did her speech, they said it was the most profanity-laden speech they had ever had. So think of that when you're turning on Channel 4 at 4
Rob
o'clock.
Rob Spiewak, Rofo, everybody else, Drab, whoever, book Wendy Rieger on the show.
Okay, got it.
She would be so great.
I would love to get her in here and do that, because I do have that memory, and I think I've only met her probably since the AU days. I think maybe twice, and the last time was when Lindsay Zarniak was going up to ESPN, and they had the going away party for Lindsay Zarniak, and we went to that, and it was just, you know, Wendy's up there, you know, having like a glass of white wine, going, got the 11 o'clock coming up, glug, 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 you know, doing that, the great tradition.
You will love her on your show. We haven't had her on our show. You'll love her on your show, and she is just as, and Mike is right, I mean, you know, she was she was the hot girl. There were other hot girls, but she was the top of the list.
The absolute top of the list. I remember that so very well. It was incredible back in the AU days. But getting back to the whole thing, I guess it's just a different world.
It is.
And, you know, I'm used to, I'm seeing this guy, Dad. He's really great. And we dated in college, and then we do this whole thing. What are you showing?
I'm showing a picture of me and Wendy. Can I show it to the camera there? Can you see that?
Oh, very cool.
Can you see that?
Oh, she looks great. Great.
Oh,
wow.
She looks fantastic.
Wendy is her on the left.
The thing about also what's cool about, and look, and I'll throw a little plug our way from the class, 81, we were the class 81. But the fact is that, you know, a lot of good, talented broadcasting people came out of that class. And, there's still a guy that's online who makes me laugh almost on a monthly basis on social media. And that's old Alan Wentzel.
Alan Wentzel
on social media will occasionally. The funniest thing he does is he will talk about an exchange that he has with his wife, and they are extremely funny. He's just a naturally funny guy. I don't even know what Wentzel does now.
I think he produces commercials or something like that. Has his own company. Yeah, I haven't seen him in ages, but I see him on social media. We exchange emails.
Probably the funniest guy in our radio circle. He was back in the day.
You know, I'm very proud of that group of people. Our year, the year before. You of course, with your success, Dave Adler, who helped get me into radio.
Goldie, Adler, right.
You know.
Jeff Gold.
Now playing country music, right?
I think so, in the Carolinas or someplace like that.
It's a picture that, if you will. Tell me that age doesn't mellow you, okay?
That man would have
been incapable in his 20s of working at a country station.
Mike, if I can jump in here, we are up against the clock. We got to do this. Thinking?
Okay, very good. It's time. It's time. The fruitcake giveaway. Rob Spiewak, the 12 days of fruitcake. And Rob, what do you have for us today?
It says, the letter reads, I sent a letter years ago that told about my struggles to listen to your show. I share the office with a real C. She actually blew the whistle to me to HR for job counseling for playing the show at my desk. I've been listening to the show on headphones ever since. I have finally taken a large leap of faith and interviewed for a new job. I would love to bring the fruitcake to work and eat it with my headphones on, staring down at that whore the whole time. I will take joy and give pain in every bite. Signed, Bob Todd, Massena, New York. So let's call Bob Todd.
I hope Bob's there.
There we go. We're calling from the land of one-syllable names. We're calling Bob Todd.
Bob Todd. Let's see if he gets his fruitcake. And it's one today, right?
Just one today. That's right.
Just one today. Okay, one fruitcake.
The progressive fruitcake challenge.
Hope he's at his office desk right now.
We can talk to that lady.
Oh, he might be wearing his headphones and can't hear the phone.
Oh, but if the headphones are in his phone, they ring. If
he doesn't answer, he's got to leave the message about fruitcake on his machine.
No win for
him.
That's
the way it works. Yeah. And I don't think we've stressed that an awful lot this season.
They know the rules.
We normally make a bigger
deal.
They're
pretty well behaved.
Are these quality fruitcakes?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
No, 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 no. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're screwed, Bob. Sorry.
Is not
you pot it down.
Okay. You can call people the hoe, but you know, you don't get your fruitcake.
Damn, what a great letter.
That was a great letter, and you know what? He can just get bent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that means that tomorrow we're going to give away two
fruitcakes. Oh, it is progressive.
I wasn't joking.
Wow.
And also, Mike, real quick, while we have a second, let's give away our gift card, too.
There's so much going on.
So many
things.
Look
at you. You got a real box and everything.
Don't talk about her that way.
In the words of our Frosty the Snowman guy.
Busy.
That's all right, Rob.
How
what?
Dare you?
What, Rob? Rob was talking. What?
No, sorry, Mike.
Okay. What, Rob? Go ahead. What?
What?
Can you tell me? What's going on?
I'm telling you that I've got the winner right here, Mike. Okay. Congratulations to Diana Dow. Diana Dow has won a $250 gift card courtesy of the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is our way of saying thank you for a great year. We're giving away a $250 gift card. And we're very, very happy. Do we have one more to give away tomorrow?
Is that one more tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The last one of five, and if you want to get in on that, it's the bonus package. We want to thank everybody for supporting the 2016 bonus package, and we're very, very happy, and happy, joy, joy. Anything else that I need to add?
No, that's it, man. Congratulations
to our
winner.
I'm bummed out. We have not stressed the discipline of the fruitcake contest, uh-huh. Bob Todd. You should have been at your desk and answered that. Call him one more time. I feel empty.
Yes.
I feel empty.
That was a great letter. He deserves it.
All right, one more
time. Is there more than one number, or is that the only number?
Can you confirm that number, please?
I will.
Can I just say, you guys are giving out $250 gift cards.
It's out of our pockets.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Bob? Yeah. Now, did we call the wrong number before?
No, this is the right number. He didn't answer.
This is the right number. Bob, we're giving you a reprieve. What?
I'm sorry, guys. What happened was my yellow lab just got hit by a dog. Or by a car.
Oh,
and
geez.
I had him in the bathtub and I was washing him and I missed the call. Thank you for calling back.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. Is your dog? Well, none of this matters. Is your dog all right?
My dog is okay. Scared the living bejeepers out of me. We were washing him and we're trying to settle him down and we're trying to get him so that we can check him over for any injuries or anything. But
and then he got hit by a car out in front of your house or something like that.
I got him out of the truck and he went running and he ran towards the highway and a Prius hit him.
Oh,
and he kind of crapped himself, so we were putting him into the tub to wash him up.
Aww.
And I'm really sorry I missed, but I'm out of sorts right now.
I guess so.
That's horrible to have that. But Bob, I have to stress there are not many fruitcakes available. No, I'm kidding. Your dog is the most important. You don't think the dog is injured seriously, right?
Honestly, I don't think he is. I hope he isn't. We cleaned him all up.
Let me enjoy it. You're gonna get a fruitcake, and one last thing before we let you go. Go take care of your dog. That's fine, but you know, throwing around words like "see" and "horror," you know, karma's a bitch. There, I'm kidding. Okay, take care of your dog, and a fruitcake is on the way. And what's your dog's name? What's your dog's name,
Rudy.
Bob?
Rudy.
I hope Rudy makes a speedy recovery. And Rudy doesn't seem to be badly hurt, at least on the surface. Take Rudy to the vet. Get him out of the tub and take him to the vet. Okay.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys are the best.
Okay, we love you. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
That doesn't get any weirder than that. Yeah.
It's the holidays. I've never heard a prize call like that.
Wow.
It's never happened. I've been doing this a long time. That's never happened.
Here's what I love. He's apologizing to you.
Yeah,
I know. The call.
I know. And then I said, we've only got a limited amount of fruitcakes, Bob.
He's lucky, though. He's lucky it was just a Prius, because that's why the dog's okay.
And we called back.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Very
nice. Just Bob standing out in front of his house going, hey, what a fantastic day this is. You know, I have a hunch that I wrote a great letter to the Mike O'Mara Show. Will be. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Anyway, all right. Sorry about that. I think his dog will be fine. Right?
Of course. Rudy's a very resilient pup.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Weird Show.
On a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Hey, little Michael.
Hi.
For the audience, what's your name?
Mike O'Mara.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Presents and pumpkin pie.
And who do you want to bring you presents?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just want to point out that if Santa buys you gifts, then TMOS doesn't get credit. So maybe people should use...
Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
No.
Amazon.
No.
Santa Claus.
Perfect. Santa Claus should use the Amazon link on the Michael Mara Show website.
Yeah.
Mayor Merso.
Amazon.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
La la la.
I love that. I love it. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. I know you've got a long list of people to send Christmas gifts to, and it is a struggle to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. The solution, easy. Just go with the pros at proflowers.com. One trip to their awesome website, and it's a cinch to pick out a gift that looks great and feels like Christmas. This week, Pro Flowers is offering our listeners 100 brooms or blooms.
Blooms.
Blooms of Christmas cheer, plus a free glass vase, and it's only $19.99. If you want to go all out, you can add their candy cane vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. That is festive, my friends. To send it, go to proflowers.com. Use the code TMOS. Imagine 100 beautiful red and white blooms, a dazzling Christmas experience, all in one box, and you get to choose the delivery date. It's just like Christmas magic. Here's the only way to get 100 blooms of Christmas cheer, plus a flea. Making it to the finish line.
A broom and a flea.
Wow. Yes. Plus a free glass vase, $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Order today before this offer sells out. That's proflowers.com. Woo. Click the microphone and type in TMOS, and we thank you.
News.
Google has released dozens of year-end lists with the most searched terms of 2015. And believe it or not, the number one thing most Googled in the U.S. was...
Gary Stein.
I have a guess.
Lamar Odom.
What?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
Apparently, a lot of people wanted to follow his death watch status after he was found unconscious in Mr. Dennis Hoff's brothel 2 months ago. The first 9 months of 2015, he wasn't doing anything worth Googling. Here's the top 10. It's Lamar Odom, followed by Jurassic World, American Sniper, Caitlyn Jenner, Ronda Rousey, Paris. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The digital game Agar.io. Or agar.io.
Any idea, anybody... Pony?
No idea.
Never
wow,
heard of it.
Pony's never heard of it.
Diego, do you know anything?
No, he's got nothing.
No.
Chris Kyle, the former Navy SEAL, the video game Fallout 4, and Straight Outta Compton is number 10.
Yeah. Oh,
how about that? Those are the top 10. I'm very surprised at that list, and it was not interesting. All right, thank you very much.
I thought Caitlyn Jenner would be number one.
Yeah. I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, thank you. It's like you come in here, and it's like you've been here for 20 years. It's like you get me to the segue, and you didn't even try. Caitlyn Jenner hasn't even enjoyed a year of womanhood yet, and Star Magazine, take it with a grain of salt.
Yes,
they claim that she's already regretting her transition.
Hey!
And she wants to go back to being Bruce. A source says, quote, but here we go. It's Star Magazine and a source. That's all you got. Yeah. This is the quote. Caitlyn wanted to be a woman her whole life, but now that it's happened, she's disappointed. She's attracted to women, but not many women are comfortable dating a woman who used to be a man, especially one as high profile as Caitlyn. The source adds, transitioning hasn't given her the life she thought it would.
Huh.
She even told her kids, I hate being a woman. I feel ugly. But as Bruce, I used to be so handsome and happy. That sounds like a BS quote to me.
Oh, man. You know what? There's an empty bottle of gin at the Star offices. They came up with that.
Yeah. Thankfully, she won't have any. Who knows? They think that that it's probably a very good chance the story is bogus.
Yeah.
But
I think so.
Yeah, it's Caitlyn, so it's out there, and I thought it was interesting.
If it's true, can she get her old parts back?
I don't think that works.
No,
gift
receipt.
If you've been enjoying the reality show Wahlburgers, Oscar, have you ever
looked in on
that one?
Not that great a show.
Hated by vegetarians.
If you're wishing you could eat in an actual Wahlburger someday, your prayers might be answered soon. The chain started by Donnie, Mark, and Paul Wahlberg, because they certainly don't have enough money. Right now, they have 5 locations in Massachusetts, New York, and Toronto. They plan to add 100 or 150 more in the next 5 years, including stores in Las Vegas, Philadelphia, Orlando, Manhattan, and Washington, D.C.
Finally, some respect.
Yeah.
The Non Wahlberg CEO of the chain says the show is a huge reason why the company's growing. Quote, Mark and Donnie understand the importance of the show to the brand, so they've done everything they can to promote the show. I've never even seen the show. Is
Paul
it good?
Paul is really the brains behind that operation. But
Paul Wahlberg?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Paul Wahlberg.
Exactly.
Says enough to me. David Letterman hosted late night shows for 33 years before retiring last May, and he says he doesn't miss it as much as he thought he would. Quote, I can remember the first day that Stephen Colbert took over. I thought I would have some emotional trouble or some feeling of displacement, but I realized, hey, that's not my problem anymore. And I felt much better. It's something for younger men and women to take on. He also says that it's silliness how much he used to care about ratings and how important he thought the show was. Quote, I feel foolish for having been misguided by my own ego for so many years. That sounds like something Letterman would say.
Yeah, it does. Come on.
Class guy.
Enjoy what you did. It was great.
It was fantastic. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with getting hammered on Christmas. Actually, it's probably a sign there's something wrong, but don't let analyzing your demons stand in the way of a good time. A new survey found what people will be drinking this year on Christmas. Here is the breakdown of the top five. Hard cider has made the top five for the first time.
Really?
12%
of
you. Dixon hard cider. Flavored malt drinks like Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, and Zima.
And Zima, 15%.
Does that include malt liquor? That's
probably
our drink of choice in our house.
That's true.
For everyone.
Colt 45.
Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull being doled out at the Perkins house.
Another
yes, sir.
One, Mom?
Number three at the O'Mara's, liquor and cocktails.
Yeah.
Why go with anything else? Number two is beer, and the number one is wine.
There you
that's
are.
What, so get loaded, and Manhattan's at the Spiewax, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be pouring the good liquor this Christmas.
Do you get tuned up on Christmas Eve, just out of curiosity?
Not Christmas Eve, not so much, because there's so much to do on Christmas Day, but once the bird goes in the oven, all bets are off.
There you go. Put your present wrap here on the tree, damn it.
Yeah, look, it's my Uncle George. I'm really glad he made it.
Wine is the blood of Christ,
it
so
is,
that makes sense.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. So appreciate it.
Really letting his Catholicism show.
Yeah, certainly glad he reminded all of us by the time we get out of here.
Charlie won.
And now a little something. Instant karma really nailed this guy right in the face. 38-year-old Marcello Mastroianni.
Oh,
that's an actor's name.
Yeah, it is.
He's famous.
Famous guy.
Mastroianni. It's Mastroianni.
That's the name, Mastroianni. Yeah.
Are they playing games with this?
I wonder. What? I think that that is a different spelling than the actor's name,
okay.
But I think you're saying it right.
Well, the good news is he's from Port Lucie, Florida.
Right
Port
in your
St. Lucie. He headed out to a Walmart earlier this month and put two big screen TVs into his cart. Then he headed out to the front door, picked him up, and tried to walk out without paying for him.
Oh.
Unfortunately for Marcello, his strength didn't really match his ambition. When he lifted up the two TVs, he dropped them, and they landed. You know where they landed, Rob?
Where?
On his face! He wound up with an orbital fracture in his left eye and had to be taken to the hospital.
Oh,
that's
the
right.
Hospital.
He broke his eyes.
How was
say it
he
again?
He broke his eye socket.
That's not good.
How was he carrying them?
Big screen
on
TVs.
His
once he was treated, he was arrested for felony grand theft and taken to jail. Moral, if you're going to shoplift at a Walmart, make sure it fits in your pants. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We're here with Tony Perkins from the Tony Perkins Show at Fox 5. And we have the last audio vault of the show. Not the week. We've got another one tomorrow.
It's the penultimate audio vault, Mike.
Feels like Friday. Feels like Friday. It's Friday for Oscar.
It is.
So that's a good thing.
I'd rather be here, trust me.
We'll be right back on the Michael Mary Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Motown founder Berry Gordy.
Wow.
I was the big writer at one time. I was the big producer. I was everything because I was the only person there. So I was the best at everything. Then when Smokey came in and I made the biggest mistake of my life, you know, I taught Smokey Robinson how to write songs. I thought I was number one on the totem pole. Nobody could be better, but Smokey started me slipping on the totem pole. And then after knowing Holland Dozier came in and knowing Whitfield and Nick and Val, I just disappeared off the pole completely. You know, I was so depressed, but boy, did I get rich.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Wow, Barry Gordy. Did he just float in on a big cloud of money?
Yes, my God. Wow. That's how he rides.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to find the quality candidates you need. A lot of turnaround this time of year. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million
wow.
resumes, Ooh. People. Just one post. Within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now.
Hold it. When?
Now.
Okay.
And get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. You can try ZipRecruiter today. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, December 17, 2015. Rob Spiewak, take it.
As we do the tapes that I've never played before that I love, this was actually inspired by Tony's booking of Barry Gordy on his show. We've played isolated vocals in the past. I've never played these before. When you want to talk about just talent in a little kid's body, I have isolated vocals from early Jackson 5 records.
Ooh, wow.
And listen to Michael's voice.
It's I can't wait to hear this.
So right. cool. Just let me tell you now. You can hear the bleed from the headphones.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you?
What's so amazing to me is that they were
right,
so
how old
well
was he? How old was he when that record
12?
Was made?
About 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the talent is not even described.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
You went to school to learn, girl, things you never do before.
Yeah, Oscar.
I just wanted to add, and I'll give a quick plug, and they listen to the show. There's a podcast out there, Mike, and I'll send you the link. It's called Liar City, where they go back and look at like these amazing stories and break them down.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
They do such a great job on Michael Jackson and the trials and tribulations he went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really shed light on the fact of how... And I think in this day and age, if information travels as fast as it does today, we would all look at Michael in a different way.
Yeah.
He was set up. He was blackmailed.
Right.
He was never given
abused
the right chance or the fair chance in the public's eye, because all we thought was that he was guilty.
Yeah.
Right. But back here in these days, listen, I was the perfect age for Michael Jackson.
Sure,
1 year younger than him. And when this stuff came out, oh my God. I had the big afro. My brother had the apple hat, you know, is what they used to call him.
You should try that on the news. Bring that hair back.
With the fringe vest.
But you would hear it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just be crazy.
When Rob plays those clips, it stops me in my tracks. Yeah. I'm fascinated by the isolated, because you hear the raw talent.
What is to me is so amazing is that when you listen to the Motown records, they are so properly produced and engineered, you sometimes lose the brightness of the voice. I mean, they're great records, but he's got like almost like a perfect pitch, almost like a Julie Andrews.
I get sad when I hear that. I get sad when I hear that too.
Because we lost an icon.
I mean, you lose any of these great people, it sucks.
And here's the thing, you know, with everything that went on, what you were alluding to, Oscar, in his life, we almost lose track of how great he really was, how talented he was, the astounding music he created. It's just unbelievable.
And with that in mind,
and live, and could perform it live.
Yeah, that's right.
And with that in mind, you know, the tradition of great performing keeps up, Mike, with Fetty Wap's new Christmas song. This is called Merry Christmas.
You shine brighter than a diamond, I swear.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's great.
Oh. So there's that.
Thank you.
I'll have some more stuff for you tomorrow about Star Wars, but I want to close with this. A great computer innovation has been made for people that use Tinder. Mm. This is a game changer.
An NYU grad student has developed a robotic hand that makes your Tinder swiping decisions for you. Yeah. Of course, if you have a robotic hand, you really don't need Tinder.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That is well done. Well written, well executed. Tony Perkins. The Tony Perkins Show with Gary Stein. Thank you so much for coming in. We had a great time.
My pleasure. Can I give a quick plug?
Yeah.
On this week's episode, Drunken Santa.
Oh, hey.
Santa is on this weekend's episode.
Good booking.
Yeah, I think we called him at a bad time.
I accept no responsibility for that bit. None whatsoever.
I'm guessing that Gary did not book Santa Claus.
No.
Okay, just a guess.
Yeah. And that means, you know, he got Santa this year. We didn't. What does that say about our show?
Well,
what does that say about our show? Wow, but on our show tomorrow, Vinny the Elf will come back.
Oh, good, Vincent. Nice. Haven't talked Vinny to him in so long.
Be a lot of fun. That's it for Tony Perkins, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.